New facts have emerged about the downing of a Polish plane by communist Czechoslovakia's Air Force in 1975, resulting in the death of a Polish citizen who was trying to flee to the West. For three decades, the circumstances surrounding the incident have been veiled in secrecy, but now that veil has been lifted. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, what do we know about the incident?
Well, what we know is that it took place on July the 16th, 1975, when two MiG-21 jet fighters and two L-29 aircraft belonging to Czechoslovakia's Air Force were scrambled to intercept a civilian biplane that was flying from Poland and heading for Austria. Now, that plane was shot down by one of those L-29s belonging to the Czechoslovak Air Force. That was the main trainer aircraft used by the Warsaw Pact armies near the Slovak town of Kuty, which is just 8 miles from Austrian airspace, from the Austrian border. Now, the sole passenger, a Polish man who's piloting the plane, was killed in that incident. And of course, this happened more than 30 years ago, but it is now being investigated by both the Polish and the Slovak authorities.
Well, as you said, it happened 30 years ago. The communist regime fell 20 years ago. So why did it take so long for these facts to surface?
Well, it's taken a long time for historians who are investigating it to sort of wade through the archives and find more information about it. And it's partly because the communist authorities of the time laid a sort of paper trail to distract from the real reasons for shooting down the plane. They tried to pass it off as an accident. And a historian from the Slovak archives who's working on this case says that's partly because even in the Soviet satellite communist countries, shooting down an unarmed civilian aircraft was technically against regulations, against the law. Now, Mladá Fronta-Dnes also managed to contact the pilot, who says he knew what he was being asked to do was against the rules, so he requested several times clarification from his commanders on the ground before he pressed the trigger. Now, his commanders apparently also contacted the Polish Air Force, who told them that they had personal permission from the then Defence Minister Wojciech Jaruzelski to shoot down the plane. Of course, Jaruzelski later became the President of Communist Poland.
And will there be any legal repercussions beyond satisfying the curiosity of historians, that is?
That's very difficult, isn't it? Because this case is 34 years old. It involves the jurisdictions of three countries, the Czech Republic, Slovakia and Poland. Now, for the moment, it's being investigated as a criminal case by the Slovak police in Trnava and also by the Polish authorities. Now, they have asked for documents from the Czech Republic to try and clear up this matter, but presumably if there is evidence of a criminal prosecution, then the pilot, he was just obeying orders from his commander, so he could hardly be sent to prison. General Jaruzelski himself is 86. So he's obviously an elderly man, while the only other person who did know about it was the Czechoslovak Defence Minister, Jaroslav Obzina, and he died several years ago.
Rob Cameron, thank you for that. Fascinating. Makes one wonder how many other stories like it.